The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Prestige Jayco takes us inside the Collingwood camp where assistant coach Justin Longmuir is waiting patiently alongside our own Renee Gehring.
Yes, we are down here. Thanks, Justin, for your time. Obviously, I had the week away. We talked to Will Hoskin-Elliott a couple of weeks ago and he said a few of the boys were heading to Bali and other places. How are they all feeling coming into this week?
Yeah, they all got 5 days off to recharge and reintroduce themselves to the things that they like doing outside of footy. And we've had a pretty long run into the week, given that we came back on Monday and it's a Sunday game. So had plenty of time to prepare. They came back and trained really well. Sometimes they can be a little bit flat after having such long off. So I'm really impressed with the way they hit the week and they've had a good week. So I don't think our record's been great off the bye in years previous, so hopefully we put our best foot forward today.
And only got the one change today for Ben Reid coming in for Jaden Stevenson. How are the boys feeling with that, I suppose, as not a normal when your hand was, chosen and for you in that way?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, we were probably pretty lucky it happened early in the week, so we've got plenty of time between when the Stevo stuff happened and we're able to move on and refocus the boys and get them back, get their heads back in on the Western Bulldogs. We went with Reedy. We feel like it's a itch we needed to scratch playing the three talls. It's a good opportunity today, given that some tall teams have worried the Western Bulldogs. We feel like Brody Mychek plays a real mobile type of game anyway, so he can chop out as a small when we've got the three tools on. So it'll be interesting to see how we go.
Justin, thanks for joining us. Kinging up in the box with Chuck Berry, Kent Kingsley and Benny Cass. Where do you think you're better than the Bulldogs? What do you think you can expose from them today?
It's probably... We feel like we need to match them around the ball. Their midfield is... Once the ball hits the deck, their midfield is as good as any team in the comp. And, you know, we feel like their ball movement is a real strength of theirs as well. So we'll have to defend them really well. And I think if we can get those two things right, the opportunities will present off that. They are quite aggressive with everything they do. So that can leave them offside a little bit when the ball turns over. But first of all, we need to defend really well to create those opportunities. And we sort of feel like the rest will look after itself if we can get the basics right.
Braden Sire played on Queen's birthday like a man possessed, and then he's got to wait another 13 days for another game. Can we expect a similar performance this afternoon in terms of just his intensity and ferocity?
Oh, I hope so. He's a good young kid. He's had to work really hard for his opportunity this year. It came a bit later than he would have liked, but you know, he put his best foot forward and now we're after consistent performances, and we have no worries as a coaching group with him on that. Towards the end of the last year, he was one of our best midfielders, so he's got runs on the board, and we hope for more of the same today.
Justin, it's Chuck. Thanks again for Chuck. Your time, mate. Fantastic with us on K-Rock Footy. Just the question's about Jason Johannesson, but not just him. It's anyone that plays in the manner that he does. I'm intrigued with... He obviously runs hard and he kicks at 50, but he runs 30. He's a 70 to 80-yard player. How does a team set up to stop a player like that off half-back, if you understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, first of all, the key is to make him defend. So
yep.
You need to... We need all our forwards today, and they've got a couple of those types of players that, ball in hand, they are lethal. So first of all is to make our forwards as dangerous as we can, and always a target, because that forces them to defend first rather than just about the offense without having to think about the defense. So that's number one, and then we need to just take any speed out of the game and try and force them into slow play in our back half, because once they get going, they're as good as any team in the comp, and they've got some really good form on the board, especially at this ground.
I love the tactics of the game, and I look at the matchups today, and obviously Brody Grundy is a super player. He's going to be up against a young man in Tim English who's improving and growing, etc. How much time does he play the majority in there today? Will Mason get a run in the ruck? How will that sort of structure up for the Pies?
Well, Brody will just play his normal game, and we'll decide in game. We'll probably give Coxie first go at the second ruck, but Ben Reid's played really well in the ruck, and the thing that Reedy has is real strength. So he's able to push especially younger players off the ball and really own the drop zone. But You know, it's something our midfield group has spoken about this week to make sure that we really take advantage of the dominance that hopefully Brody can give us in there. I mean, Tim English is going to be a really good young player, but he's a young ruckman at this stage, and they don't tend to win a lot of hit-outs, so we need to make the most of that. That battle in there.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Justin Longmuir, who's been Castanelia.
G'day, Justin. Thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. Now, there's always fluid situations in AFL, whether it be players and coaches, and you're never quite sure what might happen from one year to the next. And I believe you might be setting yourself up for something after football. You've become a world-famous table maker. Is that...
I knew this was coming. All right, the club actually got an email from a journo at The Age, Pete Ryan, this week asking them about it. And they forwarded me the email asking me about my carpentry, and I knew where it had come from straight away. So Tommy Langdon obviously got me one back a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'm a country boy. I've always been interested in the tools ever since I was a young kid. I'm not trained by any stretch of the imagination, but I really find getting in the shed and knocking a bit of furniture out really gets my mind off footy and makes me relax. So it's a little hobby that I enjoy.
I heard, is Matt Scharenberg your biggest client?
Yeah, Shaz was sneaking around for an outdoor table, and he managed to steal one off me pretty much. So, you know, I enjoy making them, and I enjoy helping the boys out where I can.
So you just do it for fun, or do you actually sell them on a website or on the black market?
No, just do it for fun. So I've got one in the dining room at home, and I've got a couple little other bits and pieces that I've made floating around. So. Yeah, like I said, it just gets my mind off footy. Even though when I'm in there, I probably just listen to footy on the radio anyway. But just a little bit of a hobby outside footy.
Now, apparently, Brenton Sanderson, JL, has been on another radio station talking up your coaching credentials. Have you flung him something his way?
No, I haven't. But he's not standing too far away, so he might hit me up later.
Pat on the back over there.
Has he still got the biggest biceps at the club, Brenton Sanderson?
Yeah, there's not a lot of leg weights going on when he hits the gym. He usually a little bit of chest, a little bit of back, and plenty of arms.
Can I ask you about a couple of guys on the injury list, JL? How far away Taylor Adams? The official injury list had him as 1 week away. Is that about right?
It's about right. He'll be touch and go for next week. And one thing I know about Tay, he'll be putting his hand up for next week. But since it's probably a reoccurrence of a previous injury, we'll be pretty cautious with him. So he'll be touch and go. The other one, Billy Elliott, trained really well this morning, and we expect him to be a good chance for next week.
Are Beams and Wells best case scenario first week of the finals?
It's really hard to put a long range forecast on some injuries. Some guys heal a little bit quicker than others, but yeah, well, we're not expecting them back anytime soon, put it that way.
Justin, we've got to ask the question, and I think you'd agree, you're a straight shooter. It was unbelievably dumb what Jaden Stevenson did. He's a young man. I don't cut him much slack because the education, I know what it's like. He's made a mistake. It's not a hanging offence, but it's a dumb, dumb mistake. What do the club do now? I mean, 10 weeks for a young man to not be able to play is horrible. Well, how does the club handle him and deal with that?
Yeah, you're right. It was extremely, extremely silly. And the players of today get so much education that they should just know never to do it. So put that aside. Now it's his job to prove to the group that he's going to do everything he can to keep his fitness at the same level it is now and be ready for the opportunity if one presents. And, you know, he has let his teammates down, and he needs to regain that trust, and that trust will be earned through the effort that he puts in on the training track. It's pretty simple.
So does he train, Justin, still with the senior group? He doesn't get pushed to the side to the VFL, or is he still very much part of the senior group throughout this 10-week ban?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. We've got to throw our arms around him and support him, and, you know, he's actually feeling, he's obviously feeling devastated about what he's done, and he knows how silly it was, so... you know, he'll train with the main group. He'll play a pivotal role in helping us to prepare week in, week out. But he'll have to do extra sessions outside of that because in season, you don't tend to do a lot of training during the week. So we're only doing 5Ks max at our main training session, where he'll have to do sessions of upwards of 12, 13, 14 Ks. So this morning he was at the club training with some of the injured players, but doing top-up running, and he'll continue to do two or three of those sessions per week. So it won't be easy on him.
Justin, what were the teammates' reaction to him this week? How's that sort of played out?
Well, it's that. Yeah, I think it's exactly what everyone thinks. It's exactly what we're just talking about. It was a silly mistake, but in the end, like, he's a 20-year-old boy, who 20-year-old kids make silly mistakes.
Yep.
You know, we've all made them. Probably not to that extent, but we've all made mistakes over our time. So, first of all, it was a bit of frustration, but then, like I said, we put our arms around him, support him, and hopefully it makes him a better person in the long run.
Justin, you always give us some inside information. What should we keep an eye out for today?
I just think the midfield battle's key. I think we saw it last week with the Western Bulldogs. Carlton centre bounce played a massive role in that game, and it'll be key again today.
And I just need a coffee table too, Justin, so if you could just start whittling for us tonight, that'd be fantastic.
A K-Rock logo in the middle.
Yes. I'll bring it to the game next week.
Perfect, can't wait.
Good to talk to you, JL. Good luck, Savo.
Get on you, boys.
Justin Longmuir joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Prestige, Jayco, Tony and John Spence and the team on the Bellarine Highway at Newcombe.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.